have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Elaine Brown.
An inmate at a federal prison. Hang up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish to block.
Hello?
Hi, Elaine.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. Everything's working. Just so you know, it's recording the phone call right now as we speak.
Oh, it's being recorded now.
Oh, yeah. It's it's all...
Okay.
I'm sitting here set up, ready to go.
Oh, okay.
I received a second phone call from Ed.
Oh.
And he sounded a lot better on that one. We actually were able to get a message to you recorded. Do you want to hear it right now?
I can't.
Really?
I can't. It'll be considered a third-party call.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll be in the shoe.
Oh,
so,
man.
So we won't be able to hear each other's.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Oh. Well, we're not doing anything wrong just by recording, though, right?
No.
Okay.
No, it's whenever we call, the only person we can have any contact with is the person whose name is actually on the call list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. We can still get a message out to everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, is this a good time for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Perfect time.
Okay. Do you want me to talk to people?
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead? Like I said, it's recording, so you can just say whatever you want.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. All our friends and supporters. We've kind of been out of touch for a while. 5 months, in a few days, it'll be 5 months, actually, that we've been here. Bear with me if I break down once in a while. It's been so long since I talked to all of you. People have asked me, would you do it over again, considering, you know, how you ended up? But, you know, we have to remember that our God Yahweh has a plan. We all have a role to play in that plan. Ed and I did what we were directed to do. We knew in our hearts we had to do this. That to do anything different, we would not be right with our Creator. So we played our role, and had it turned out any differently, folks, had we been acquitted, or had we not even started this, or had we followed the judge's orders and done everything we're supposed to have done, including self-surrendering, then our case would have just disappeared into the dustbin, and no one would have been the wiser. But by doing what we did and creating national attention, we have been instrumental in waking up thousands and thousands of people to the corruption of our judicial system and the corruption of the courts and the tyranny that we're all living under, which unfortunately many of us are not even aware of. Our land of the free and home of the brave has become a fascist police state. And thank heaven so many of you have woken up. I get so much mail. The women I'm in a unit with 70 women, and they're always teasing me because I get so much mail all the time. And I am so grateful to all of you who write to me. When you're in prison, believe me, mail is vital. And I want to thank all of you who send us books, and of course, who send money to our commissary accounts. It keeps us in toothpaste and shampoo and, of course, stamps and writing materials without which we would not be able to communicate. Even phone calls we have to pay for. And people have apologized for being able to send only $5, but please, it is also appreciated. Remember, $5 buys 12 stamps. So we're just so grateful to all our friends and supporters out there.
Elaine, why don't you tell the people what it's like in there?
Well, how can I describe it? If you've never been in here. Of course, the obvious is being locked up and not having your freedom to go about your life. But it's a very different world in here. People from all over the world, all different classes. There's a anger, a lot of ignorance, and people fight a lot. I mean, argue, not physically fight. There's a lot of noise, but I think probably one of the worst things is the way that the officers treat the inmates. I don't know if they are trained to be that way, or if it's just the mindset of the...
This call is from a federal prison.
Or if it's just the mindset of the people who take these jobs. But they go out of their way to be mean, dehumanizing, anything to make it more difficult for us. But I guess that's prison. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be pleasant. And I keep reminding myself and reminding others who are here with me that right now they have the power. However, our God Yahweh has a much greater power, and His power is forever. This is temporary. The condition of our country, folks, is temporary. It will turn around. Good will always, always beat evil in the end. But we have to fight for it. We can't just sit here and wait for it to happen. And another silver lining of what's happened here is that if these events had not turned out the way we did, there are so many wonderful people out there that Ed and I would never have met. And you all have been so wonderful to us.
Elaine, would you like to say something to the other four, Danny, Reno, Jason, and Bob?
Oh my gosh, those guys. We're working so hard to get all of us out of here. Just because this is God's plan doesn't mean that we're going to sit back and be content to be here, because that is not His way either. We're continuing to fight. And you four guys, you are my heroes. None of you has folded. You kept your dignity and your courage and your spirit, and God love all of you. I know in another month you'll be in court, and I'm praying so hard. As you know, Ed and I have broken no laws, and therefore neither have any of you. And speaking of which, since being in here, I have... It is my conclusion, and not just mine alone. I would say at least half the people who are in prison do not belong here. They are in prison wrongfully. And yeah, I know every prisoner is innocent, but believe me, a lot more are innocent than you would believe. The court system uses conspiracy charges to perform all sorts of trickery to throw people in prison. They make so much money off prisoners, you wouldn't believe it. So there's a lot of reform that needs to happen. And hopefully, as brave people like all of you stand up and make your voices heard, all these reforms will come about. Hopefully Ron Paul will get elected. Anyone else gets in, it's just the same old good old boys club, and nothing is going to change for the better, certainly. So, everyone take heart, be brave, and keep fighting. And to my dear husband, Ed, I miss you, and I'm so proud to be your wife. And please stop blaming yourself. You did not get me into this. Remember, we are a team, and we do things together. And what we did was the right thing to do. Others have lost far more than we have. And let's just hope it's all coming to an end for the freedom and liberty of all people. That's all I'm going to say.
Elaine, he sounds very good. He talked to me a couple days ago. He tells me that he refuses to take a job working. They do the same thing at his prison that you do, making military equipment.
Unicorn. It's a private company, I guess, that does all the military.
He refuses to take a job with them, so instead he takes a job cleaning the grounds around the prison.
Yeah,
he said that he volunteers digging ditches so that he can stay in shape.
I just thank God that he came through all this unscathed, physically and spiritually. He's stronger than ever.
How is your health, Aline? Can you tell everybody how your health is?
My health is good.
How about your wrist?
My wrist, well, it'll never be right. It was broken. Got it finally x-rayed. It was broken in several places. There's not much that can be done about it at this point. I wear a brace on it to help support it. I have most of the function back, probably about 75% of the function back in it. Thank goodness it wasn't my right hand, because I'm very right-handed. But it's okay. You know, I'll survive it. It's okay.
Now, are your phone calls restricted like Ed's is, Aline?
No, not at all. I don't know why his still are.
Okay, are you limited to the length of time?
I think 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the warden has Ed on restriction to one phone call per day. I Googled it. Apparently, that's a pretty typical restriction at that facility.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's nothing more than typical jail restrictions over there.
Yeah. Well, you know, they pretty much do what they want to do to you. There's no consideration for law or humanity or even kindness, even simple human kindness doesn't enter into the picture here at all. So, yeah.
Okay, now how much do your calls cost you, Aline?
15 minutes is about $3.50.
Okay, so you're similar to what Ed is.
Federal prison.
Ed said it's about $2.50 for about that amount there, but Bob,
yeah.
Bob up in New Hampshire pays about $20 for a 15-minute phone call.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're robbing them up there.
Oh, jeez. So, he's not in a federal facility, though, is he?
He's in a state facility.
State facility, yeah. I know Ed said he wrote me that they're putting computers in his facility for email.
He said not till June, I believe.
He said it's going to be like $1 a message. That's very expensive.
Yeah.
I only pay 5 cents a minute. But all the federal facilities are supposed to be the same, so I don't know what's what there.
Okay, let me, I know we're running up on some 12 minutes here. Let me just get some other stuff out of the way, Aline, here.
Okay, remember it's monitored.
Yep, that's okay. I just wanted to tell you,